www.thebrewingclub.com.
Boy, the hits just keep on coming when it happens to be Japan. Earthquake, tsunami, nuclear disaster on the verge. And even the ATMs stop working across that country. Boy, you think about walking around with no pocket money and just that debit card. There's a reason, my friends, why you need to carry a little bit of coin with you. You don't know if you get caught in some kind of a weird natural disaster and you have no do-re-mi to spend. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. You can always join in on the fun. I'm going to give you the digits, believe it or not, right at the top. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. In fact, all roads lead to that website, meaning if you like the Facebook deal and Twitter and you want to chat with us so you can actually see our little makeshift studio. The big mothership is in Eagan, Minnesota, but we have our own satellite facility where we're broadcasting from. You can do that if you go to the website. How about that? Couple of quick things at the top. All eyes on Japan. I don't care if you're listening to us in Florida, Connecticut, Illinois, California, Texas, and any of the other places, great places we broadcast to, Missouri, Kentucky, the fabulous people in Kentucky, Trey and Marsha and Jake and a whole bunch of you out there. The Japan situation just really gives you cause to pause, doesn't it? You think of the trifecta that they just went through and now how they're desperately trying to cool the reactors. And they say they're close with the new power line for the plant because we're talking about the getting the power fully up and restored. But, boy, why not the cement? Why not go the cement route? And the answer is money. It's always about money, my friends. Anything you can do to save the plant. And it's just a let's do the initial reaction, boom, boom, boom. But, boy, you cannot have that thing melt to the core. Then you have another Chernobyl. Talk about your airspace. Talk about the radius being expanded. The ultimate damage, the human consequences, pretty permanent and could be pretty deep. At this point, Japan trying to not raise and stoke those fears, saying in a 13-20-mile radius. It's weird because at one point they were saying evacuate Tokyo, but then they're saying just 12-mile radius. So the United States disagrees, telling Americans, no, 50 miles. And now they're just trying to move out military personnel because there's a ton of them, trying to get as many people out as possible, especially because the clock is definitely ticking. They might be pouring the water on, but how successful are they going to be with it? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. Speaking of success or lack thereof, you know, I'm almost sick. To be honest, I really am. I'm almost sick of talking about the budget on this show. And it seems just so trite to say it. And I was talking to somebody today who was a former politician. I said, listen, am I just whacked to think that why can we have budgets in our own households? And I get that it's different. But why can we have to have priorities? Why do we save? Why do we do and cut back and all the things that we do? And they can't seem to do it in Washington because we know it's the economy of spend and spin, spend and spin. You spend it and then you spin it, try to make it look positive. So we're in such a rabbit hole. It's ridiculous. Alice fell through a rabbit hole. We fell even deeper than that. We're all the way at the bottom and then some. So the House Appropriations Chairman, Congressman Hal Rogers, a Republican from Kentucky, talked about the possibility of a government shutdown. He was actually out at an event. There still is some concern over that, because what are we going to do? Keep extending the budget every 2 weeks, take all these votes? I mean, are we ultimately going to see a shutdown here? Were some of his thoughts?
Well, there will not be a shutdown. I'm determined.
There will not be a shutdown.
Will not be.
I'm determined, and our party is determined, not to have a shutdown. So, but that that possibility out there, you know, gives us impetus to get this done. I hate to say any party to the negotiations is not important, because they are. The Senate, however, up until now, has not been very forthcoming. You know, we passed this CR, the big CR, a month ago or so, and laid it on the Senate table, expecting that they would pass a similar type of bill of some sort, which we would then go to conference over and work out our differences in the old-fashioned way. But the Senate has, to date, refused to put an offer on the table. And as long as they do that, they make themselves irrelevant. And that's not a thing for a political person to be. So I would hope that they would get in the game, you know, give us an offer so we can talk with the Senate about what they would like to see and do.
Well, somebody better do something. 54 House Republicans defected on the spending bill. We know we've been talking about that each and every show. We go inside the Beltway and talk to a plethora of people from Talk Radio News who are there covering the White House out at all of the events to give us the best inside and their own context, the best inside info that they can provide. And I'll tell you, this is, it's like I said, I don't want to talk about the budget anymore because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the fact that the rest of us are in the game, and they need to more than get in the game. They need to get this done. There has to be a way to solve this, and I don't think it's so far-fetched. You just get out the machete and you just go for it. You have to go for it. What do? You don't have it, you don't have it. You figure out where can we cut. Look at the overlap. I've said this over and over and over and over again. I'm going to say it one more time. There's massive duplication in the government. There is. I've had two people I know that work in the government, one that was in the government who worked for the IRS, who said, oh, if they did an audit, it would be sad for the people who would go, but they would find that there was sometimes three people doing the same job. So that means you start to add up all of those costs and seriously, not somebody taking on someone else's work, just duplication. And if they would sit down and do that, they'd save a whole lot of money, I think, in just by putting a pencil to it and just by crunching those numbers. They could save a ton of money. And maybe they can't get to the ultimate number they want to get to, but they could get pretty darn close. Could get pretty close. So that's why, you know, you look at what's happening in the country. What are you feeling when you go into the grocery store these days? What are you walking out with for $100? Are you cutting out coupons? Are you desperately looking for coupons? I can't believe food prices. I can't believe food prices. And when you walk out, how much you have for the amount of money you spent. It's crazy. That and the pain at the pump. Big concern there. Higher gasoline prices. I just came back from California on the West Coast. Well over $4. Regular premium, you know, the works, doesn't matter. They're paying a pretty high price in a culture where they drive everywhere. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A couple things to mention here coming up on the next show. Remember, third hour, get ready for some bracket fun because we're going to have a nail the score, just like we do in the NFL season. I'll pick a couple of games, a couple of hoop games. You call in and tell us what you think the final score is going to be of the game. If you nail the score, you win the prizes and the bragging rights. It's huge. Huge. I'll tell you who I picked to win the whole thing. Duke, by the way. Yeah. So some people are really hammering the president because he has been talking about Japan and talking about other things too as well in this country. But somebody asked him the question, to be fair. Somebody asked him the question about the NCAA tournament and what he thought was going to happen. And here's what he said.
I'm picking Kansas. Right, just because I think they're deeper. I think that Kansas has more firepower.
After last year, look, here's what happened. I picked North Carolina. They lost. The next year, they won for me. I think Kansas is going to do the same thing. They always feel bad about losing when the president picks them. They're going to go all the way.
He did go pretty deep on that, though, however. All right, so here's the thing. You know, in looking at the situation, I'm going back to Japan here. Of course, in the United States, the conversation is over, whoa, you know, all these new, we want more nuclear power and these reactors, and the Regulatory Commission wants to talk about it, and they want to hold hearings on the Hill. Of course they want to hold hearings on the Hill. Because that's what they do. After there's some kind of a panic, then the scurrying about is, oh, well, then we got to investigate, so we got to look into this. And I am so worried for the people in Japan of a meltdown, a Chernobyl-like situation. Let's hope that's not happening. I know they've dropped water. They're trying to do what they can. They're trying to cool it. And one can only help that. The conversation has turned toward what about the idea of concrete? What if we were to go the concrete route instead? Because then you truly would shut it down. If you think of the degrees, and you think of basically the water goes to steam. So the water in heavy concrete dries out and leaves concrete hard. Then you do the same. It would kind of be the same principle with the helicopters. And if they have no other option, it would be worth trying that. And so that's what they're trying to, they're trying the water thing now, and I guess having some success with that. All right, let's go to Doug in Michigan. Hey, Doug.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, this whole Japan thing, the nuke thing, I just want to calm your fears.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's Chernobyl-like.
You don't think so? You think they'll get it? They'll be able to get the water in. They'll cool it, and we won't have that happen. There won't be a melt to the core.
Yeah, no problems. No problems at all. See, the big thing is in the West we have containment structures,
right,
around our nuke plants.
Yep.
So that's the big question. If that's intact, we're all okay.
Yeah, but now we're talking about Japan and the way that reactor was built and what happened in the wake of the earthquake and the tsunami. You already know that, and the fires, the explosions that have happened, and the fear of the not cooling. So they have to cool it. They have to find a way to do that, and they didn't have the power, etc. There was concern with that because, of course, that they're taking pretty desperate steps to try to cool the reactors. So I don't. I hope you're right. But I hope that we don't see that at all. Let's douse it. Let's get rid of that catastrophic radiation leak from the spent fuel rods, because that's what's happened. So that's why they're dousing it. That's why they're throwing the water on it. We know that. They're scrambling to try to do a couple of patchwork things. You've got one reactor cooling pool for the spent fuel rods. It was running dry. Another one was leaking. So, yeah, the thing I disagree with, Doug, is I don't think you can say, don't worry about it. It's, you have to worry about this. So even the head of the Nuclearity Regular Commission said that we believe that around the reactor site there are high levels of radiation. He was testifying before a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing. So I'm going to think that they're not doing this for no reason. There's a fear that if they can't scoop that up and douse it, I hope they will. I mean, I'm not thinking that it's going to be Chernobyl. I'm hoping it's not. Rick in Illinois calls up and he says that in the West Coast, everybody, and he's right, there was a crazy panic and everybody ran out and got the iodine pills. And I talked to two scientists who said no matter what, that would dissipate. It wouldn't get to the West Coast. So there's a lot of information out there, and some of it's accurate, some of it's opinion-based. Some of it is just a difference of opinion, just like the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is saying for Americans, be 50 miles out, while Japan is saying 12 miles around the reactor. So it's let's hope it doesn't happen. I mean, that's bottom line. So let's hope there isn't that isn't what the ultimate result is here.
Right. Well, I heard when it was all going down, there was 400 millisieverts at the site. And that's like four X-rays, they said.
Right.
And what frustrates me is not hearing, the empirical data as to what the level is. I haven't heard anything about that today.
They have none of that out there. They just say, all they're saying is high radiation levels, prevented the dropping of the water on Wednesday because with the fuel rods they were going to try to do that, but they were they were freaked out about it, thought they, well, we can't do that because, I mean, we know what happens here. And there, here's one thing. The number three reactors, it was explained to me today, is the only reactor, by the way, in that whole group of reactors that uses plutonium in the fuel mix. So that's why it's the priority. Plutonium is not good. It gets in your bone marrow, leads to cancer, liver, it gets in any of those areas. Of course not. So that's the number one thing that they're trying to hit, that one. Does it hit a critical stage in a couple of days? Well, if the cooling operations don't work, but you're right. We don't know the exact totals. In fact, the U.S. sent 34 experts with tools, with the ability to measure the radiation to know that, because those numbers are important. You're absolutely right, Doug.
Right. The thing is, well, people compare this to Three Mile Island. It's good to remember nobody died at Three Mile Island.
Yeah.
Nobody even really, they can't prove anybody really even got sick. You know?
Well, and that's what they're trying to prove now, that there's bad water and, you know, that's a matter of opinion. Some doctors are starting to link it to Three Mile Island. But I'll tell you this, Doug, with everything that's happened, I've said this on the show, that even the White House hasn't backed down from this. They're talking about nuclear power. I think we need more nuclear power in this country. It's like what we've seen with France. We need alternatives, and I think that's an alternative we have to have, and we don't build those plants. We have a moratorium in California. So I'm not of the panic variety thinking, oh, no, this is, you know, kill that. But I think there are a lot of people that are going to panic as a result of what's happened in Japan. Doug, thanks for the call. By the way, I want to squeeze this in. You know, he's making points, cooler heads prevail. So the Japanese output from damage to the buildings, the production, the consumer stuff, all that, they say is between 10 and 16 trillion yen. That's 125 to 200 billion. That's up to 1.5 times the economic losses from the 1995 earthquake that they had, the Kobe earthquake that they had. So can you imagine? There's so many. Sadly for Japan, it's not like they're just dealing with these nuclear reactors. They're still dealing with what happened with the earthquake and the tsunami and the people that have died and trying to find more people or uncover bodies or whatever, you might think of what's happened now with the wake of all of this, like matchsticks as it's described. People were swept up in it. So there's so much disaster, so much homeless, so many things are dealing with. This is just the one thing they didn't know. It's like the evil triangle. And there's just too many sides to this thing. It's not just one, okay, here's the earthquake. Phew, we averted an even bigger disaster. Hang with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, System presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
In the so-called freedom.
And the conversations we've been having here in America tonight over Japan, what's interesting is the different information. Gee, that's unusual, huh? Getting two different stories on how far you need to be away from the reactors, on what the devastation is, you know, ultimately where are we going from here. Well, at this point, the State Department, this shows you how the U.S. is feeling, is chartering an aircraft for voluntary departures out of Japan. They're getting as many Americans out of Japan as they can. And in Japan and in around the plant itself, are they on borrowed time? Or they doused now these reactors. Does it work? Boom. And then that's it. I mean, that's not it, because there's so much work to be done in Japan. It's outside of Tokyo. It's crazy what's happened. It is. It's just the, like I said, it's the triumph, the triangle of evil. It is. It's the triangle of evil. And too many people were caught up in this. I think, to be honest, though, even if I weren't panicked, I would get out. I would get out. What do you have to lose? You get out and come back. Certainly nothing. If you're teaching school, if you were doing whatever you were doing over there, that has to be at a standstill at this point. So I can't imagine if you're single, different maybe than if you're married with kids. Anybody with children, I would think they're just skedaddling out of there. I mean, just trying to leave. And the U.S. is trying to help Americans, frankly, leave, because there's a lot of Americans in Japan. Whether they're in the military, they're teaching English, they're doing other jobs, there are a lot of Americans who are there. So I'll tell you what, I can definitely feel very confident in saying this. Any licenses that would be granted for the for new nuclear power facilities in Japan, forget it. With the money lost and everything else, and with this grim search for bodies and this recovery, oh, that will be delayed rather forever. I mean, they're going to have a long time before this turnaround on the feelings about nuclear power plants. They're going to have to turn the public tide because the Japanese aren't thrilled about it either. They're scared to death, actually. Scared to death. And the donations are pouring in from 91 different countries, people trying to help. And there have been rippling effects to what's going on in Japan. Stocks were down. I mean, there's fear about this nuclear crisis in Japan. It shakes the financial markets. A lot of people talk about ultimately what could happen there. The fear goes up and the stocks go down. I mean, the stock market is driven by that. Driven by that. Mm. And when you've got the Dow down 242 points, the NASDAQ down 50 points, the S&P 24 points, not a great day. People do not want to jump in. I mean, you know, that's what it is. They're not jumping in on this. All right, I'm going to kind of zig and zag all over the place because I've been getting a bunch of emails. The emails are popping from a lot of you on not just Japan. You want to talk about Japan, you want to talk about what's going on in the United States. There's going to be a hearing, of course, a commission on looking into nuclear power plants and safety and all of that, absolutely. But there are some other things that are happening as well, some of them on the Hill. The budget, I mean, all of these delays, how much is it hurting us? How much are the delays starting to mount up? The impact on all of us, if you really open your eyes, open those eyes a little bit wider and get a sense of some of what is happening because of no federal budget. Projects sit incomplete. Fears over what's going to happen in the future. People trying to plan what they're doing down the road with tuition or food or whatever, not really knowing, especially if they're tied to the federal government, where it's going to end up. Are we going to have a government shutdown? No, I don't think so. I don't think that we'll have that happen. But I'm not confident that we're going to have a budget anytime soon. There's always the threat of the shutdown, and that's gotten some headlines. But the billions of dollars that aren't circulating in our economy, an economy that was, let's face it, really dinged by the recession, that's not good. I mean, if the money's earmarked and it's not going to get sliced, there's got to be something circulating out there. Because what happens is all the government agencies are restricted to a budget that's 2 years old. So any money on new projects, that's on ice, baby, because we just have a continuing budget. That's what we have. And the agencies, the federal agencies, aren't saying much because they don't want to do anything to rock the boat, rock the negotiations. And remember, you have companies that some of you work in that feed off the government. You do business with the government. And boy, the contractors, they're not saying anything either, because they don't want to risk that somehow they add to the complications of this budget process that is like a tangled web that nobody can seem to untangle. And there's no, I mean, there's no budget. We just, it's just punting. We're punting. It's like a football game that where all you see is punting. I hate that. Where no one's scoring and they're just punting. Some people like the defense. You don't like the defense, though, when you're seeing it over and over and over again. Three and out. Punt. That's it. We have a punting group of wimpy politicians who have this watered down version of a budget that makes no sense. It makes no sense that they're rolling in all these spending bills and yet the machete that's waving above everyone's head has yet to land on some of the things it should land on, and they're just not negotiating. There's nothing happening here. The latest plan that was approved will keep us going, the federal government anyway, going through April 8th. That's it. Then we're done. Then it starts all over again, my friends. Ugh. Imagine if you had to do your budget over and over and over and over again. You wouldn't like it. Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, my friend. You have the floor. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I just wanted to make a quick observation. I was in the service and we dealt with submarines when I was in submarines, and they're all nuclear powered. And not that makes me an expert, but the kind of catastrophe we're dealing with needs to be like you said, with concrete being dumped upon it to seal it up. We need to take quicker actions than we did with all the issues in the Gulf, because if this radiation is allowed to leak for that long, it can get up in the trade winds and carry for hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
And I think we need to jump on this as quick as possible and not propose a few things, but do what will happen, because it's much more serious. I mean, the helicopter pilot from Chernobyl ended up succumbing to cancer not long after that happened because he was flying around. And I think we need to put everything else, all our differences of opinions aside, and just kind of clean this up before we move on to anything else.
I agree. Why not figure it out? Boom. You have all these experts. There's brilliant people that certainly know things to try. Just do it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's the same like when the coal mine collapsed, they were all over the companies they were all over the companies, they should be, but they were all over the companies and for VP and everything for the oil spill. Well, let's clean it up. Let's get it contained. Let's get a collar on it. And then we can figure out what and who are responsible.
There you go. You can save the finger pointing because you got plenty of time to do that. Just get the job done.
Yeah. If we don't do it, I mean, when we start finger pointing, our fingers will be glowing in the dark.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Well done. Thank you. You're right. And this is what I say all the time. Why can't we prioritize this, like with the budget? So you deal with the catastrophe, the crisis, whatever it is at hand, and then you deal with the other stuff. Washington sometimes actually is good about that. They're much more reactive than taking action ahead of time. So cleaning up after a catastrophe has happened, sometimes that's the forte of the folks in Washington. It's the other thing that drives me crazy is there's no action in front of it. But the arguing back and forth over what's safe, what's not safe, just get it done. Just put that concrete in there. Just do what it takes to make the people safe. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. I'll meet you in a few. Happy Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America Tonight. Kate Delaney, your skipper on this ship as we are careening all over the place. Oh, yeah. Talking about some Japan and the difference of what the U.S. is saying versus the Japanese and ultimately the race to do whatever's possible to make sure there's not a meltdown of the meltdown to the core would just be awful. I've had enough people that have said that to me, and you can't deny that the clock is ticking. I mean, period. You can analyze all the information. You can talk to scientists. We've done that. We've talked to people. And it's a crapshoot. It is a crapshoot. I can't definitely say to you, I am 100% positive. It's like I can't definitely say to you, even though I've picked them, that Duke is going to win the tournament. I do believe they will. They have the team. They're deep. And they have Coach K. And look at the road to getting to the championship game. I say Duke, but can I look at those reactors? I've talked to four different scientists now at this point, off the air, on the air, I've talked to people, and we're not, nobody is 100% sure of what's going to happen. Of course they're not 100% sure because they're trying to cool things off and they can't guarantee that. I mean, you can't, it's not Madam Cleo. You can't just take a stab at it. It's like what I say, how much do you trust government? Well, I know with this crowd, a lot of you don't trust government very much. I mean, the bottom line is you have to trust your instincts. So I think the people in Japan, it's like shock and awe. They're devastated beyond belief. If you're in the middle of that and you barely survived this tsunami, but somehow you did and so did your family, but you're pretty close to this whole reactor thing, it's not like you have a whole lot of loot in your back pocket that you, oh, really, my car floated away, my house is gone, I'm homeless. Let me run for the hills. Let me run 50 miles away. But then it's about evacuating, and they have evacuated people, 28,000. So they're not evacuating people for no reason. There is a concern about radiation because you can't say for sure. I mean, there's your bottom line. You can't say for sure. There is no 100% guarantee. There is no 100% guarantee of that, period. That's it. I mean, end of story. Dale is listening to us patiently. He's waiting in the wings in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Oh, I'm patient, for sure.
I love that.
Well, I don't mean to start from making light of a bad issue. This situation in Japan is it's wanting at best. These folks up around this reactor that have no shelter, no food, and no water, with the possibility of some type of radiation poisoning, is tragic. I hope they can get some help to these people today sometime. My goodness, they will perish if they don't get something pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's it. They will perish if you believe it's going to be okay. There is no way to know that, and it's not looking great. I mean, they've already had all those explosions. Yes, they're dousing water on the reactors trying to get that pool back up again, but you know, I mean, look, we're not scientists, Dale, you and I, and we know that.
Yeah, when they start having to use helicopters to pour water on the reactors, that is not a good sign.
No, and then they at first they down the helicopters because they're worried about the radiation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm frustrated too with our president. I would like President Obama to be a leader for a change, and he's just not getting the job done. I find no comments, much of any, about the budget situation from him.
Zero, hardly any.
We have a situation in Libya where I know Secretary Clinton is frustrated about. He's going to have to make a decision. He chooses not to. I don't know why he can't get his stuff together here and be a leader of this country, be a leader of the world. He's just not doing it.
Well, I feel that the administration is ineffective. And what you just pointed out, Libya, nothing. It took an act of the UN to actually get the president to finally say, oh, Gaddafi has to go, he must go, and then that was it. Now you've got four reporters missing in Libya. You have Gaddafi, who's gaining more control because his army and militia has really the best weaponry. So nothing with the no-fly zone deal. Yeah.
Well, he didn't respond too strongly at first, obviously, because we had Americans in Libya.
Yeah.
As far as we know, those that chose to leave have.
Right.
There's some that for some reason or other chose to stay behind. But we're letting this slip away from us, and he's doing nothing. He's barely talking about it.
You know, here's a scary thing. You'll appreciate this, Dale. I was reading an article in Newsmax, and they were quoting a guy from Harvard, an economic historian guy, who said his name is Noel Ferguson, and he said that this is just like going back to the Carter administration. We were mired in the economic disaster of the 70s. But this time, Obama's in place instead of Carter. As we get closer and closer toward inflation, we've got an oil crisis, we're overspending, the money printing is ridiculous at the central banks, and we have chaos in the Middle East.
Well, and, you know, the debt that we have, Kate, I think Japan, their debt is like 200% of GNP.
Yeah.
Is it that high?
Yeah.
And here we're at, what, up to about 80 or something?
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, it took Japan has never gotten out of their recession. That's a decade old.
That's
right.
And
now they have this happen to them.
Mm.
Guys know how long it's going to take. It's going to take decades for them to recover from all this.
Oh yeah.
And that ought to be President Obama ought to learn from this. That this heavy debt is just not where we need to be.
Uh-oh.
And we hear nothing from him.
No, he's laying in the weeds on the whole budget thing, really, he is, and anything with to do with debt, yeah.
Well,
it's scary. I agree with you. It's there's not a confident feeling. I mean, look, even people I know that really believed in Obama, change, what was the saying, change we can count on.
Right.
We got change.
Yeah, we. Yeah, that's the biggest joke of the day.
I know. We got change we can count on, but
yeah,
it's not the right kind of change.
And I'm sorry, Mr. President, it sure sucks.
Yeah, I love it. You didn't mince any words there, Dale. Thanks. It was worth the wait. We appreciate the call. Yeah, and you know, we've had a great Democratic strategist come on the show. And just this week we did, and we talked to David Morey about Obama, and he says, he talked about it. He said, if Governor Chris Christie were to run, he may be, because he's such a straight talker and he's executing what he's talking about, whether people like it or not, in New Jersey, that he may be the strongest opposition, really, for the president. But he said he thinks that Obama has a clear path. Because there's no great challenger. If the economy, even if it stays somewhere in the middle, if a couple of different things happen in the right direction for the president, he can't see anyone who can upset him. You hear Haley Barbour talks about going in. Newt Gingrich, we know, wants to go in. You pretty much have the same characters. Now, Donald Trump has said he could pump a whole bunch of money. Is he just spewing hot air? But he was talking earlier in the day about pumping money into a presidential run. Donald Trump is president of the United States. Do you think enough people would vote for Trump? Would you vote for Trump? If it really came down to Trump and Obama, which one of those two would you vote for? Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.